Thank you for joining the Mike Bellagio Show. Thank you for tuning in to Anchor and Spotify, iTunes, and so on. Today's segment is about Easter. Talking about Easter and what is Easter? Why is Easter? Why do we have Easter? Where does Easter come from? So, just to educate people, a lot of people don't know that Easter originates from the ancient times. Ancient Sumerian, ancient Egypt. These are all dates back to the Sumerian times. Easter is actually Easter is actually like the god of war, love, and fertility. Is actually who you're serving on the day of Easter. So Ishtar is abbreviated for Ishtar, Easter. So, and to this day, they praise Easter for Ishtar in disguise of the Son of Man. Because today is, according to the pagan holiday, today is the day that, Jesus rised. And depending how you look at it. So, but we all know it doesn't represent Jesus in any way, Easter. We know that you're praising a false god, just like in disguise, thinking you're doing something innocent, you know? Same thing as Mother's Day. Mother's Day, you're praising the god of the mothers, Rhea. So you have to be wise and understand that, however, if you want to believe it or not, that, you know, this holiday doesn't, it kind of fools the people, you know? So they think that they're going to church and praising, and they're really like giving all that praise to Ishtar. So you got to be careful in the holidays, because the holidays, it's a bunch of lies. Like, it's a bunch of programs. When you think about the holidays, think about like programs. They're made to control. They're made for people to spend money. They're not really made to really praise the maker of the world or the creator of us. They're really, it's really to just, the holiday is really praising fertility, like sexual, and then like the Easter egg, like stuff. What they do is like this, like ritual that the kids do. It's like a ritual or something. So it's just crazy, like, you know. But if you didn't know about what Easter was and why it's called Easter, it's because it's actually abbreviated for Ishtar, the god of war and love and fertility. You know, you put two rabbits together, they make babies. And supposedly back in the day, when the Caucasians were in the Caucasus Mountains, they could mutate a rabbit gene as well. That was another thing. That's why you see the rabbit symbol. It goes deep. I'm just like cutting corners, just trying to just give it to you guys straight up. Like, it goes way deep though, you know. But god of fertility is what Ishtar is, and Ishtar is short for Easter. So, but yeah, just wanted to give you some knowledge and wisdom on the Mike Bellagio podcast here on Anchor and Spotify and iTunes. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.